Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back for another video. With the game week just wrapped up, it's a short turnaround before a Saturday deadline for game week 32. So let's get straight into the team selection and transfer plans. A quick look at how last game week went first. 57 points of a minus 4, Red Arrow to about 95k. It started very well with clean sheets from Neto, Saliba and Gabriel. Very welcomed after nothing at the back the week before. Neto even clinching a bonus point, as did Zabanye. Admittedly pretty jammy with some auto sub points with Zabanye coming on, having subbed on for Saka who didn't play. Rewarded for the bench depth, the other way of looking at it I suppose. The other surprise was no Haaland, named on the bench but an unused substitute in the 4-1 win over Villa. At least we can consider him well rested before the weekend's game. Was on a decent green arrow up until the City game after Foden's hat-trick. Well played if you had him. Hundreds of thousands sold him for the likes of Salah, which is very unlucky. Absolute rank killer, and Darwin's goal against Sheffield United doing further damage. Absolute pain in the space of 1 minute right at the end of the game week. Salah subbed off at 59 minutes, Garnacho wiping Gusto's clean sheet, and Liverpool losing theirs. Even more painful if you had Bradley for his own goal, which came in that same minute. Van Dijk later had a goal-bound header saved off the line as well. Klopp couldn't even give Salah an extra 30 seconds for us Salah captainers for the sake of an extra point. Absolute peak FPL. Anyway, let's get into the lineup for next game week. Let us know in the comments how you got on, green or red arrow. In goal, Neto starts again off the back of a clean sheet against Palace. Dubravka on the bench again. He's away to Luton, who over the last 6 games have registered 6.1 expected goals, which ranks worst in the league. 8 goals scored over that run, which is actually an overperformance relative to XG anyway. Neto's got 3 more game weeks in the team for the season, and then he's going to be swapped out for Petrovic in all likelihood for the run-in. In defence, it's Gusto, Saliba and Gabriel. Double Arsenal defence with a tricky away fixture to Brighton. Brighton's output's actually diminished recently. They've scored 8 over the last 6, which is the same as Luton. 7.7 expected goals over that spell ranks 5th worst in the league. There's a temptation to play Zabanye, but they're still committing to double defence. And pulling up the clean sheet probabilities, Arsenal have been given a 34% chance and Bournemouth 27%. Arsenal have conceded 4 goals this calendar year, City are next best of 8 conceded in 2024. Man City are top of the game at 32 clean sheet odds, given a 49.5% chance against Palace. Saliba's been dribbled past 5 times this season, which is the fewest of any player. And by the way, when I talk about game weeks, the reason I say matches at the moment rather than game weeks is because with some stats, at this stage of the season we've had doubles and blanks. So the number of games played by teams can vary massively. In Scouts members tables you can filter by game weeks or matches, which is important because you can be interpreting info completely wrong. Link below in the description to become a Scout member. All the tables they use in videos are public to members if you search FPL Focal. Gusto's away to Sheffield United. A shame to come away with 0 points against Man United. He was quite lively, and he had a deflected cross fall to Gallagher, which he buried. FPL have got an intended destination rule, which is why no assist was given. Hopefully he can deliver this week. Onto the midfield, which lines up as Palmer, Saka, Son, Huang and Salah. Huang still remains sidelined with injury. He could be back bang on game week 34, so the two options are to sell him this week to field a better 11, or to roll the transfer and play Zabanye. More on that shortly. Saka missed the midweek win over Luton with injury, and it's since been reported that he trained yesterday and he was just short of where Arsenal would have liked him to be, and his absence was a precaution more than anything. So I'm reasonably confident that Saka starts this weekend. Much like Haaland, you can at least take encouragement that they're heading into game week 32 more rested. I saw quite a few doubled up with Ødegaard last match, well played if that was you. I still think if you don't go double defence, then Saka and Ødegaard's by far the best way to go. I've been sat on triple Arsenal for a while and there's no need to shake things up in my case. Salah's got a stellar record against Man United. Over the last 8 league meetings, he's got 9 goals and 4 assists, including an infamous hat-trick plus assist in the 21-22 season, when he was quite overlooked for captaincy by millions of managers. I'm finding it really hard to choose a captain this week, let alone vice. Salah's got the vice captaincy as it stands. No one's got more points than Palmer since his full Chelsea debut, and no one's conceding more goals than Sheffield United this season. The downside to how brilliant he's been is he's basically in everyone's team at this point. He was just shy of 100% effective ownership last game week, so almost no rank to be gained from his goal. And it's likely going to be over 100% in game week 32. So if he's not your captain, the hope is that he somehow has a quiet game, which seems unlikely. After an underwhelming blank, Sun time to Forest on the weekend. Only Salah's got more double-digit hauls this season. Salah with 8, Sun and Palmer both have 7. He's another one that's a genuine contender for captaincy. Proper roll of the dice this week and hope to get it right. Leave a comment below for who your captain will be. Onto the front two, which will be Haaland and Solanke. Haaland gets the captaincy this week. It feels like the toughest game week of the entire season. I actually can't remember a week where there were 4 extremely good picks. The goal scorer odds have got Haaland top, given a 53% chance of scoring any time against Palace. And of course, as mentioned, uninvolved midweeks, they'll be rested. And De Bruyne's expected to come into the starting 11 as well, who didn't get any minutes either. Point to prove for Haaland after Roy Keane called him a League 2 striker against Arsenal. And lastly, Solanke, who travels to Luton, who haven't kept a clean sheet since game week 22, one clean sheet in the last 14 games. It wouldn't even surprise me if he ends up hauling, even though he's perhaps the 5th or 6th best choice captain on paper here. He's another one, like Neto, who's got 3 more game weeks in the team, and he'll be spot for a striker that doubles in 37, such as Isak for the run-in. On the bench is Dubravka, Zabanye, Van Dijk and Mateta. Last game week showed exactly why having decent coverage on the bench is important, and Zabanye ticks the box this week. Even Van Dijk away to Man United is perfectly fine. Mateta will sit last on the bench for the next 2 game weeks before his double game week. In the end, I'm happy he didn't score against Bournemouth midweek with a double clean sheet there. I would love to have bought Semenyo instead for slightly cheaper, but I've got 3 Bournemouth players already preventing that. I think he might be as good, if not better than Mateta for the double, and he's playable in the games before as well. Most of us had Solanke in double game week 22, who finished on 8 points, and it was Semenyo that surprised us with 15 points, though Solanke did miss a penalty, which would have put them closer. Anyway, I've got 1 free transfer, nothing in the bank. So the 2 options I'm considering is to either roll and start Zabanya in a 4-4-2, or sell Huang for Sarabia. Playing Sarabia at home to West Ham feels like it has more upside on paper, so that's the plan move this week, and sell Huang for him. Very unfortunate that Huang's out injured, because he would have been the perfect player right now, and I could have used a transfer towards something better. Looking further afield, the team's well set up for game week 33, so the plan will be to roll there, and a tough call to make on benching Sarabia, or perhaps bench one Arsenal defender when they play Aston Villa. And then in game week 34, I'll have 2 free transfers to attack the double game week. Sun blanks then, so the current plan is to sell him for Eze. And then a tough call to make on selling Haaland for Darwin. Haaland's got Brighton away, good single game week for him. But Darwin's got a double against Fulham and Everton, so the logical play there is to take the chance on Darwin. So on paper, the double game week 34 team will be Neto, Saliba, Gabriel, Van Dijk, Eze, Saka, Salah, Sarabia, Darwin, Solanke, Mateta. So 11 players that have a double game week, and the team should run very close to what the free hit has put out. It's just a massive shame that the game week 29 free hit did so poorly, because it otherwise would have been a very well executed plan, if I can say so myself. But that's the way FPL goes sometimes, there's massive variance in this game. And then in game week 35, the plan would be to wildcard. Huge decisions to make there, with the team to take into the running, and whether to stick with some single game week players in 37, like Saka and Salah. And then use up my last chip, which will be bench boost game week 37 in the second to last game week. Thanks very much for watching. If you enjoyed the video, liking it shows support, as does subscribing. We'll be back with the experts video ahead of the deadline shortly. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.